Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox for the next, let's say 40 minutes or so. And it's been a fun week. I've really enjoyed it. So thank you for anyone that invited me onto your radio. Joining us now, a friend of mine, a legal analyst. You hear him often on 97.1. He's a partner at Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. Brad Young, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Ryan, it's great to hear you in the morning.
I have a couple of questions for you with the Supreme Court. And did you get a chance to look over the brief that was written for the New York concealed carry case?
I read the decision from Justice Thomas and the dissenting opinions. I didn't read the briefs that were filed, but I did read the decision.
Right. Well, in the case of the decision, there's a phrase that Justice Thomas uses that I just absolutely love. So he talks about, and let me read the quote, that an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home is not a, quote, second-class right. Mm. That term second-class right, has that been used in the past?
Never. To the best of my knowledge, this is the first time it's ever been used. But in that opinion, Ryan, Justice Thomas goes on to explain what he means by that, because he points out if you have any other right under the Constitution, you don't have to get the government's permission to exercise it. You don't have to go and ask a judge to express your opinion. You don't have to go get the government's permission to start a church or to attend church. So there's no other right that requires the permission of the government. And yet in New York, you had to get the permission of the state in order to carry a gun. And he points out that that places it in a second-class status. And what I think is particularly interesting about that, Ryan, is that this comes from Justice Thomas. Obviously, he's black, and he, when he was younger, I'm sure, and maybe even today, he was treated as a second-class citizen. So it's interesting that through the lens of someone who was treated in his younger days as a second-class citizen, now he writes the opinion freeing the Second Amendment from being a second-class amendment.
Wow. And just that phrase alone, second-class right, I just love the way that sounds, because it so clears up the idea of what he's trying to portray when it comes to the Second Amendment. Can we talk about the legacy of Clarence Thomas a little bit? You don't get to see a lot written by him over the years, but lately and recently, we've seen a little bit more.
Yeah, he's written a lot. Now, for years and years, he wouldn't participate in oral argument. And he's kind of gone through a little bit of a change in that. I think his view earlier was oral argument really wasn't all that important to what he was going to do. But now he's started engaging more, and he's writing more opinions. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that when he was on the court, earlier in his career, there were always justices who were more senior than him. And typically, the most senior justice in the majority is the one that gets to write the opinion. So as judges and justices have retired, he has kind of stepped up the ladder in terms of seniority. And I think that's why we're seeing more opinions written by him.
Makes sense. Brad Young joining us here, legal analyst for 97.1 and partner at Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. Let's talk about the decisions that are yet to be released. And there's a big one on abortion that I think we're anticipating coming out here in a little over a half hour.
Sure. I mean, we don't know. The court never telegraphs, to use a term that would be antiquated. They never telegraph, or they don't tweet what they're going to be issuing, the opinions are going to be issuing. But we have a couple of reasons to believe that today could be the day for the abortion decision. First of all, last weekend, the court enacted fencing around the Supreme Court to protect the Supreme Court from protests. Secondly, there are, I don't ever remember any opinions, and I'm sure there may have been over the years, and I just don't recall, but there's nothing that comes to mind about Friday opinions. I mean, opinions are always released on Mondays, unless they're really jammed, and then they'll add an additional day. But this is the third day. This was, they did it on Monday, they did it yesterday, and now they've just suddenly added today as a day to hand down probably four opinions. And so chances are today would be the day because of all of those circumstances.
Right. Well, I don't know if you know this. I saw this rumor on the SCOTUS blog that when they announce the decision, they're going to blast Rebecca Black's Friday off of loudspeakers to anyone that
really?
May be outside. Yeah, this
I
will be a first for the Supreme
that.
Court. Okay, so we kind of got a sneak preview of this decision ahead of time, this one Dobbs case and the abortion case that everyone's watching. Let's say it stands true. What do you anticipate the is going to happen when you get to finally read the final brief?
Well, the thing that I'm looking for is this. The leaked opinion, the draft opinion that we saw was written in February, and things change a lot over time when it comes to Supreme Court decisions. In particular, we didn't see Justice Roberts in that majority. And so if Justice Roberts, and there's a lot of tactical considerations here when you're the Chief Justice. So if Roberts puts himself in the majority, he gets to designate who writes the opinion. And he could designate himself, and he could soften the opinion in order to not necessarily directly overturn Roe versus Wade. On the other hand, he could easily even go into the minority opinions on that, in which case it would still be maybe a 5-4 decision. So to me, Justice Roberts is the linchpin here of how this decision gets written.
Do you have any thoughts, or are you going to compare the two in your curiosity of how things change over time? This will give you a peek of behind the scenes of what goes on at the Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, I certainly didn't like the fact that an opinion was released. But since it happened, yeah, I'm going to be looking and comparing that leaked opinion to the opinion that eventually gets published to see how it changed and in what way it changed, because that's a glimpse into how the Supreme Court works that we've never had before, ever, in the history of this country. So even though I don't like that it happened, I think it's also instructional.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. I think the Post-Dispatch is going to put a copy of each up in the comic section, and you have to find the six differences and circle them. I always love that in the newspaper. Brad Young, Harris Dell Fisher & Young, of course, a guest host and analyst here on 97.1. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, Ryan.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.